Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
As the nation watched Hurricane Harvey barrel toward landfall in Texas Friday night, the White House released a statement announcing President Trump had pardoned controversial Arizona County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, bearing the news of Trump's first pardon. Arpaio was one of Trump's earliest supporters. He's become a national symbol of and criminally convicted for his tough crackdown on illegal immigrants and racial profiling of Latinos. Political leaders in Arizona, as well as national leaders, condemned the pardon. Congressman Raul Grijalva, a Democrat from Arizona, says it was Trump's wink-wink, nod-nod to his very extreme base.
Joe Arpaio became an icon to the alt-right, became an icon to neo-Nazis and white supremacists across this country. You're excusing and pardoning their symbol. It's an encouragement, and it emboldens them more, and that's not good.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain in a statement that pardoning Arpaio undermines Trump's, quote, claim for the respect of rule of law, as Mr. Arpaio has shown no remorse for his actions. Joining us as guests are Andrew Wright, professor at Havana at Savannah Law School, and Renato Mariotti, a partner at Thompson Coburn and a former federal prosecutor. Andrew, Trump has criticized federal judges and court rulings. He tried to stop a federal investigation, according to James Comey's testimony. Is this pardon any different, any more shocking?
Well, in one sense, it's more shocking than these other attacks, because in this case, Arpaio, the specific crime that he was convicted of was his willful disobedience from federal court orders to stop violating people's constitutional rights. So this was a direct attack in the sense, in one sense, the president had the power to pardon Arpaio, but the reasons for it are very troubling, because the president not only didn't expect an admission of guilt from Arpaio, but he actually endorsed the conduct by saying that he did a good job in his tweet. So I think the message to the judiciary is loud and clear that their ruling was not enforced, and that the president undermined the message they were trying to send for respect for their proceedings.
Renato, this was done in a way that is unusual for presidential pardons, in that, you know, you didn't have a lengthy Justice Department review first, and it's, you know, put aside it getting announced late on a Friday night. Does the procedural difference here from most pardons amplify that message in any way?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I think in and of itself, doing away with procedure doesn't bother me. I mean, you could imagine that, for example, there have often been cases where civil rights leaders were, hit with court orders from racist judges, for example. You know, if, you know, somebody had been protesting the KKK and got a 1 week sentence, and the president decided to rush to get that person a pardon, I would applaud that. I think a lot of Americans would. I think what's concerning here is, as Andy pointed out, obviously the conduct by Sheriff Arpaio was essentially flaunting a court order, doing so deliberately, showing no remorse whatsoever, thumbing his nose at the law. And so when you're in a rush to get that guy a pardon, it suggests that you're trying to help your friends, your associates, without regard for the effect that may have on the respect for the law and the judicial system.
Andy, a lot of legal experts said it was unlikely that Arpaio would be sent to prison, and there was about a six-month sentence ahead, but he had a clean record before that. So, and his age at 85. So why did Trump do this? Is it a signal to those who might be tempted to make deals with the special counsel Mueller as the Russia probe gets closer to Trump that not to worry, I'll protect you?
Well, it was certainly a message to what President Trump considers his hardcore base, to signal to them his support of one of their heroes, which is unfortunately largely populated by the alt-right and white supremacists. As it relates to Russia, you know, it's kind of a dangerous proposition to use this as a trial balloon for Russian pardons, because in the Russian context, those are self-protective, and that kind of self-dealing makes the politics even worse, as bad as the politics here were. It will make, you know, Trump look like he's doing it for a self-interested way, I think. And also there are some legal problems that come from Russia pardons for the people involved, in that they can't assert a Fifth Amendment right not to testify in front of Congress or a grand jury if they don't face legal jeopardy for the conduct that they're being questioned about. So, you know, without predicting Trump behavior, which I think is a fool's errand, I would say that there are certainly some arguments that would suggest that that might even be worse than this. So I wouldn't, if I were lawyers for those people that might be seeking those pardons, I would be giving mixed advice to them about the nature of this signal.
Renato, as Arpaio's case was headed toward trial in the spring, Trump asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions whether it would be possible for the government to drop the criminal case against Arpaio, according to the Washington Post. And after talking with Sessions, Trump decided to let the case go to trial, and if Arpaio were convicted, he could grant clemency, according to the Post. Is there a problem with Trump approaching Jeff Sessions in that way?
All right. That's a very interesting way of putting the question. I think let me take a step back for a minute and say, first of all, it's highly unusual for the president to ask the attorney general to drop a case or to end an investigation of an associate or friend of his. I think it's inherently problematic. It is something that at the very least is going to create a significant appearance of impropriety. And I believe the Post story said that Sessions or and others indicated to the president that it was not appropriate for him to do, and that's why he dropped it. And I think it is especially interesting and especially important because, as we know, there are allegations made by former FBI Director James Comey that the president made a similar request of him regarding the investigation of Michael Flynn. And, you know, there's also been reports that Mr. Mueller is investigating an obstruction charge based upon that conduct. And if I was investigating an obstruction charge based upon the president's statements regarding ending the Flynn investigation or the Russia investigation, this would be a very important data point for me, because this gives us a second instance where the president is asking asking law enforcement to drop a investigation of one of his friends. And it brings to mind the fact that Mr. Mueller is going to have to prove obstruction the president's corrupt intent. And the best way to prove intent is through somebody's words and actions and through their pattern of behavior. So I think that this incident could be actually very important for Mr. Mueller in his investigation.
Andy, following up on, you know, possible consequences here, Noah Feldman wrote a column on Bloomberg View recently about before the pardon was issued, saying if the president pardoned Sheriff Arpaio, that it would be the kind of abuse of constitutional authority that could conceivably be grounds for impeachment. And he noted that, you know, James Madison said that abuse of the pardon power could be a grounds for impeachment. Is it possible that there may be those kinds of consequences for the president as a result of this?
It's a really good question. I mean, impeachment power is an argument, a political argument about the law. And so the way, it's not just whatever Congress decides But it's also not a legal technical definition of what high crimes and misdemeanors is. And maladministration or abuse of power can rise to a sufficient level that could certainly be grounds for, the House of Representatives to decide to move forward with impeachment hearings as a theoretical matter. And, you know, I think certainly abuse of the pardon power is one of those core abuses that was within the minds of the framers when they drafted the provision, because we're supposed to be a country with it's a rule of law and not a rule of men, and the pardon power can absolve people of their legal violations, and so that's why it's such a delicate power to use, even though it's quite important power to make corrections or mete out mercy in certain cases. So, you know, as a practical political matter, there's not a lot of appetite for Republicans that hold the gavels to move forward with impeachment hearings. However, I will just say that the president has been deteriorating his political environment repeatedly, and every time he attacks the Senate leader, Republican leader Mitch McConnell, or Paul Ryan feels forced to put out a statement condemning this or that the president has done, he is definitely not aiding his cause politically. And then, of course, the 2018 elections could change the composition of the chambers, especially in the House side, and that we could really be talking about something else, because these issues are going to be remaining there, whoever is in charge of Congress after 2018 election cycle. So I think that, you know, this is the kind of grave abuse that could rise to the level of that kind of consideration, but you have to hit the tipping point first where Congress is motivated to move forward with impeachment considerations.
Renato, many presidents have been criticized over their pardons, the pardons that they've given. And is basically, though, the pardon power, except for what Andy was just discussing, unlimited, virtually unlimited? Are there any restrictions on it?
So as a legal matter, the pardon power is basically unlimited or virtually unlimited. I wrote a piece for The Hill a couple weeks ago in which I argued that pardoning yourself, I think, would not be permissible under the Constitution. I think it's just a practical matter. I don't think courts would endorse, you know, if that pardon was ultimately challenged in court, I don't really think a court would uphold a pardon where you have a president committing crimes and then pardoning himself. Just you can imagine the potential consequences that could come if a president could do that. Other than that, you know, some sort of absurd result or result that you can make an argument from the text that, hey, you have to pardon another person, I don't think there's any limit. And I think that, you know, really the question is, what can the president, you know, in terms of pardoning, is what could the president do that would cause Congress to take action? Because otherwise, the only other argument I've heard about limiting pardons would be, you know, if a pardon was itself part of a scheme to obstruct justice.
Thank you both so much for being on Bloomberg Law. That's Renato Mariotti, a partner at Thompson Coburn, and Andrew Wright, professor at Savannah Law School.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.